Here we are again. Welcome to Get Your Tips Out. We're on day two of the festival. I'm once again joined by the infamous Seamus Guinness. Seamus, how are you? Grand day. I've had a great day yesterday. Backed a good few winners. Had a couple of cash bets as well, which is unlike me. So I managed to pick up a few euros as well. Amazing. Well, let's get into the action for day two. Looks quite a simple day today on the face of it, would you say? I'd completely agree with you. It looks actually very, very simple today. It's probably just a case of getting the multiples right, I'd say. Okay, so we kick off with the Gallagher Novices Hurdle, obviously known as the Baring Bingham. And there's a standout here, by the looks of things, with Ballyburn. Do you know much about this? Well, you know, I had a quick chat to Willie Mullins last week, and this is the apple of his eye. Ballyburn beat Slade Steel by 7 lengths last time. Slade Steel obviously won Supreme impressively yesterday. Ballyburn would have won in that race, it would have been Adzan. And probably would have been 10 minutes in front of Slade Steel. So, yeah, all he needs to do is actually jump around. And, Ballyburn for me. Anything in the without market? Would you have a forecast or look at anything further down the field? Well, when you've got the winner, you know, you're much better off having an odds-on winner than you are having a 50-1 loser. If I had to do one into being behind, maybe Predator's Gold is the one that's a little bit overpriced. It's got some good form in the book. Danny Mullins is on, obviously, capable jockey. So, yeah, if I had to do one without it, it'd be Predator's Gold. Okay, brilliant. So, moving to the second race, which is the Brown Advisory. Obviously the times have been changed because the cross country has been cancelled, and again it's Willie Mullins hot pot. What are your thoughts on Factor File? Well, again, they're talking about this being the second coming. I spoke to Tony Mullins the other day, you know, Willie Mullins' brother, and he says this would win the Gold Cup if it ran in this year, even as a novice, which is remarkable. So Factor File for me, you know, the shade of Adzan is looks good value. And again, in behind, if you were looking to do something without, I know Henry de Bram, it likes Mantis Star. Mantis Star's got some good form in the book. Manali, for the same connections, won this race a few years ago. So probably Mantis Star in the without market, but Factor Foil, by the looks of it and what they're saying, just needs to jump around again. Okay, brilliant. So, could be two out of two. That could be two into the multiple. And I'm guessing you like El Fabiolo later. Grand El Fabiolo in the champion chase. Looks a penalty kick, so it does. Okay, well, before we get to that, we've got the Coral Cup. 25 runners, actually, there's a couple that have come out, I think. Nicky Anderson's horse is obviously ill. What do you like here? Well, look, it's been well found in the market, actually, but built by Ballymore. Martin Brazil, great trainer, very, very shrewd. Cheek pieces on for the first time, with a tongue tie. John Joe Slevin in the plate. Again, been found in the market. I had a bigger price last week, actually, about this, so I got in a bit early, but that's a bit of one for me there in the race. Again, looking further down the list, there's not really anything that I massively like. The luck of Jigaro, it's got good form in the book with Tully Hill, but Tully Hill underperformed yesterday. But I quite like the angle, 2 mile, up to 2.5 mile for the first time. Could unlock a lot of improvement. Gordon Elliott, obviously, great target trainer. He always has a few winners in his handicap, so Jigaro maybe at a bigger price is one to maybe keep an eye on. Very good, I'd say there as well. Looking at the right at the top of the market, obviously making the weights is Bally Adam, obviously previous festival winner, won really well more than once. For me, it'd be that. Langadan is a short price. He seems to get it right for the festival every single year, but it's not shown anything this year that could, unless you knew something that could. Could make you think it's going to come up with a turnaround. I suppose went a ridiculously big price. Black Bamboo down the bottom, number 24, has got some good form in the book. It'll like the go in, a big, like strong gallop that it will be here. I think it might suit it. And if you can get, you know, increased place odds of, you know, six places, I think that might be one at a bigger price that you could maybe have a look at. Okay, so we'll go into the champion chase, which is the fourth race on the card. Obviously, with the highlight of the day, what are your thoughts on El Fabiolo? Is it just his to lose?
Well, the lot of talk about El Fabiolo's jumping not being great, and sometimes things just look a bit obvious and we try to get them beat, so I can't see El Fabiolo. I can't see it. They're going to go off a million miles an hour. Edward Stone's going to try to put him to the sword. Gentleman D'Amigo's forward as well.
So it's going to be a ridiculous pace. I think what they're going to get El Fabiolo under pressure. I don't see it myself. I think the faster they go, I think his jumping's fine. He can clout one, but it never looks like he's going to fall. And to be fair, the Cheltenham fences are nowhere near as stiff as they used to be. So I can see him coming in, absolutely swinging off, coming down the hill as they turn in. He'll take it up, two out. And I can see him just roaring up the hill. So, yeah, El Fabiolo all day for me. And anything in behind? Well, no, they're going to be that far behind. I'm just hoping to get off the course before the race, after it starts.
Okay, well, big tick there for El Fabiolo. Obviously, it is 1-3. For me, maybe Captain Guinness could be the one to pick up the pieces. Obviously, it's got good festival form. It's third in the Arkle in 2021. It's got form in the book with Jonbon when Jonbon was right. Obviously, it's not running today. So that could be one to pick up the pieces. Obviously, the cross country has been abandoned because it's waterlogged. So moving to the fifth race, but it's obviously the sixth race as it shows on the card. I've got the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual. What are your thoughts there?
Well, this race obviously for those that maybe aren't up to the champion chase level, or indeed the Arkle for the novices. So, looking at it down the card, there's one I like here called Liberty Hunter. Again, it's been found in the market. I'm a bit disappointed I didn't back this last week when it was double figures, because I had a look at this race and just I don't know why I didn't put a bet on. Probably busy in the field or something. So, yeah, it'd be Liberty Hunter for me. If you were a wise guy, you're talking about Harper's Brook, but that is an absolute loon of a horse. Not for me. If he did get to the front, he just puts his head in the air. So, yeah, I think it's still a backable price. Liberty Hunter factor in improvement. I think he's off a good mark in the next days. Like the trip, like the going. Not much not to like about that. Further down, Mascada, obviously. Won a race last year. It's got good form. Good form in the book this year. It's only off £8 or £9 higher than last year when it beat Dino Blue. Dino Blue is rated much higher than it now, I think. If you look at that race and took Dino Blue out of it, it would have won by, you know, more than £9. If it had £9 last year, I think it still would have won, beat everything else in the race. So, yeah, the prices, I'd be thinking Liberty Hunter and then maybe at Mascara. Okay, fantastic. I'd concur there. There's one of the ones a bit further down, Hardy de Soy. Again, we'll love the fast pace. I know Jamie Snowden's really bullish about his chances. So yeah, we're moving to the last. Then it's the bumper, obviously the most open race actually on the looks of it from the prices. Have you got any angles from over on the Emerald Isle? Well, you know what it's like. Every single person's got a horse in it, likes it. Looking down the list, you know, usually when Willie's got so many runners, it means that he's not sure what the best one is, and there's not usually a standout one. So you'd be trying probably to get it beat. I know John O'Neill likes his, Bill Joyce. But looking at there's one that sort of caught me eye right at the top, Argento Boy. He's actually a full brother to Briar Hill, that actually won this race a few years back at 25-1. This boy similar price. He'd be down the pecking order looking at the jockey bookings, but Willie Mullins likes to look after Brian Hayes. So, you know, a gentle boy, doesn't show anything at home apparently. So does it all on the track, could be anything. Obviously, it's won its only start. David Casey that day actually said before the race that whatever he did today, it massively improved. So, yeah, you know, you're taking a bit of a stab in the dark because they're all really unexposed. But the one for me there would be Argento Boy. Okay, brilliant. Well, good, best of luck for today's festivities. Have you got any other plans? Are you meeting anybody interesting? Well, you know, I've got a few people I got to meet today. You know, I got to see a man about a dag, several different dags actually, and then, you know, hopefully might pick up a dag or two later on. You know what it's like. Okay, brilliant. Well, hopefully we can get you back tomorrow if you've not been found. But for everybody else, remember, bet responsibly.